So it gives me great pleasure to return here today to join everyone in a service of thanksgiving for the discovery of the Salk vaccine, which has been so successful in eradicating the dreadful polio epidemics in New Zealand and around the world. That the Wilson Home should be chosen as a venue for this event seems to my mind to be particularly appropriate when I recall the many polio patients who passed through its doors. A little about myself I was asked for. I was the oldest of four children and I was the only one to contract polio. I was admitted to Auckland Hospital at first on New Year's Day in 1949. After several months of intensive treatment, I was transferred across the harbour to this wonderful place of freedom and fun. Anyone who was ever a patient here will today have many memories coming to mind as they view again the grounds and the stately old house that was once their home. I myself expected Miss Faulconbridge to walk through the main doors. I look back with affection and gratitude on the years I spent here, much of the time confined to a spinal chair, but I was never bored. The days were fully occupied with schoolwork and physio. The evening activities were particularly enjoyable, with the establishment of guides for the girls and scouts for the boys. However, the highlight of the week was always the movies on a Wednesday night. What other children can I think of that would look forward every week to movies? Other treats that we were privileged to have included parties hosted by local organisations such as the Fire Brigade and the Navy and Rotary. The big event of the year was always the Christmas garden party, a very splendid affair held on the big lawn, which we can't see it now, but it was lovely. And of course, Santa attended. Among the blessings granted to me were the lifelong friendships that developed among the girls who were in my ward. I am grateful for their support and understanding as we each struggle with the late effects of polio, or PPS as it's known. In 1975, I married Des, whom I first met on my admission to Wilson Home in 1949. Our shared backgrounds of the years we spent here have given us a greater understanding of each other's difficulties, and next February we look forward to celebrating 32 years of sharing and caring. Finally, I must admire this beautiful chapel, which has been built since my time here. Our religious instruction was almost negligible, but on a Sunday morning we would gather round the radio and listen to Uncle Tom and the Friendly Road Choir. This was our Sunday school, and we loved to sing along. So I think we have a recording of the choir to bring back some memories. So please sit back and listen and enjoy.